Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
Jazz Shelley from Geelong United still in the studio, heading off to Sydney this weekend as they take on Sydney in the WNBL. Again, feeling confident, Jazz?
Feeling confident.
Yep, got it. Got it. Jazz, this week I saw something in the news about Geelong United. Spoke to Jess about it on the show. Mm-hmm. And we decided, I think on Monday, we decided we needed to wait till you were here today to ask you. It's essentially a personal favour.
Well, I mean, it's not even a personal favour. It's kind of like a personal gift from you and Tim.
Yes, sorry, I do need to.
We are the heroes in this situation.
Well, I think you could be the hero. So we realise, so your coach said this week that they're not racing to fill the final spot on your roster because play went home for personal reasons and we noticed there is a blank space. And if they're not rushing, I feel like there's time for you to potentially, if you're interested, put Jess through her paces to see if she could be the final member of Geelong United.
I'm ready. Put me in, coach.
I don't hate it.
That's not an immediate
no. But it's not love.
I would have to run it by Chris. And
of course.
Well, we can do some training first.
Well, that's what
we can
wanted.
Bring Chris in and see what his thoughts are.
Do you think that sometime next week, because we know you're getting back from Sydney and all this stuff, we can figure out times. But if we brought Jess down and you coached her for like a one-on-one session.
What is the process of getting on the team? Like, what did you have to do to audition as such?
Audition.
You can tell Tim and I are theatre kids, dressing room audition.
I was recruited.
Yeah,
of course.
Yes.
So you didn't even have to try out.
It was not a tryout. Oh. But there is no reason why we can't hold tryouts.
Fantastic.
See? So, because I was thinking if we come down for like half an hour, I think if you put Jess through some standard, like think of like an under 10s clinic.
I was thinking 15 minutes, but okay.
And you put her through your paces, then we can speak to you, because then if you don't think Jess is ready to go to Chris, the coach, then we can just pull the cord at that point.
Yeah, I think that's a safe option.
My layup's pretty impressive.
Well, Jess's issue is that I imagine you might see this a lot. She used to play netball, so her when she shoots, it's very netball heavy in the style.
I can't do a moving shoot. I have to stop and shoot and not plant my feet.
Yep.
Not move them.
Your knowledge of basketball is a lot less than what I think I gave you credit for.
I'm pretending I know what you just said.
Yep. Okay, all right. So you're on board to potentially help coach Jess, give her a mini tryout to filling the last spot on the team.
I'm in.
Jess Kazi, Geelong United's latest recruit.
Have you? Oh, careful, let's not get like ahead. Have you ever coached kids before?
I have.
Okay,
yes.
So whatever you do there, I would say let's just transition that over to our friend Jess over here. So Jazz Shelley from Geelong United. We'll hopefully get that done next week, Jess.
Okay.
If you know, drink a lot of water this weekend, stretch, prepare.
I have been getting ready.
Any homework for her over the weekend, Jazz?
Can you use both hands?
I will start practicing.
Right. I think, let's get that left warmed up.
Okay. I think what you should start with is watching Geelong take on Sydney on KO.
Naturally,
okay.
I will.
All right.
Of course.
Jazz Shelley, best of luck this weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for swinging by.
This is Tim and Jess.
Tim, I've got a very special assignment that I need to conduct tonight. A bit of a test. Some call it a study.
I'll be honest, this is weird already. What are you talking about?
You remember a few months ago I brought to the show that my husband has been secretly recording me in my sleep.
Because he can't sleep.
He can't sleep, so he wakes up, he hits record on his phone, and beautiful music such as this appears.
Wow.
Like a subtle, gentle freight train.
And you're
ripping through the house.
You're sleeping perfectly fine.
Totally fine. And that's why I said to him, I was like, well, my sleep isn't affected by this at all.
I got some more. This is good. I don't understand. Is it coming out of nostrils?
I don't know. This is what the sleep study tonight is going to figure out. Because
you're doing
today
a sleep study.
I went to see a sleep doctor, which felt very strange to me. You know, it's like Superman going to see a doctor about his powers,
well,
you know?
It's not uncommon. I know a lot of people have sleep studies and these kind of things done on them.
Well,
so.
So a lot of the questions this doctor was asking was, you know, how hard is it for you to fall asleep? I was like, I can fall asleep anywhere. And he was like, that's not necessarily a good thing. Because it probably means that you're not sleeping properly at night. So there's different levels of sleep, and this doctor is expecting that based on what I've told him, I probably am not hitting that real deep sleep.
Well, I've known you for almost 9 years, and the amount of time that you sleep in a 24-hour period, I've always said, it just seems like you're sleeping
it's a lot.
Too much.
Yeah.
And I know that like when you think, like you're like, oh, how can I be sleeping too much? But this doctor's saying, well, yes.
Could be.
You can.
It could be that I'm just not getting the rest that I need. So I'm tonight hooking myself up to a proper...
Oh, please tell me there's 100 cords coming out of this
thing. A machine, yes. Right? So I'm going to strap it to my chest, mm-hmm. and then that chest thing has like a tube that I have to put in my nostrils.
Oh, mate.
And then I've got like a finger thing that I have to put on that records my oxygen levels as well. And I have to tape everything to my body so nothing falls out while I'm asleep.
I mean, sorry, can we just set the scene? This is in your nastiest lingerie.
Right? Hot.
For me, it's the cord up the nose. For me,
yep.
that's
he was
what
like,
gets
you can
going.
Just clip this part to your pajama pants. And I was like, oh, I wasn't planning to wear anything.
You're like, now I've got to wear pants. Sleep study? This is homework.
So I do one sleep study tonight, and it's I have to get at least 4 hours of sleep, which tick, easy, done. And then I'll get my results in a couple of weeks, and then comes the fun part, Tim, because I find out whether I have, you know, any of these conditions.
Like sleep apnea. Something like that.
Or maybe it's just chronic snoring, which was my favorite term that he used today.
You are a self-described, and this sounds harmful coming from me.
Here we go.
Mouth breather.
Yes.
Not
yeah.
just not at night. In the middle of the in the middle of the day, you'll be sitting there going.
Apparently, it's not so much that; it's more the back of the throat. So that's where the snoring comes from. I learned this today. So the snoring happens when, like, you're lying. Imagine you're lying down, right? And your windpipe, the back of your throat. Mm-hmm. When you're lying backwards, like sometimes your tongue can like fall backwards into your throat.
Yeah.
And it blocks that windpipe. And even if it blocks it just a little bit, like your throat will start vibrating, and that's what makes the snoring sound.
That beautiful sound. It sounds like some tribal chant.
And it turns out that I've also start like choking sometimes in my sleep, which could be that tongue. So I might have one of those sexy like sleep apnea, like CPAP machines.
Cool.
Either that or some sort of mouth guard, which also screams sex appeal.
Yeah, very, very sex appeal.
Thank God I've already locked down a husband.
I don't even have anything like fun or funny to say. I'm just generally worried about your well-being. So looking forward to hearing
I'm getting all the medical
results.
Attention I can, Tim.
I know, but there can always be room for more. So.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait, sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
You know, things are probably about to go up a level. Things are probably about to get a little bit heated.
This time on a Thursday, usually things do, Tim.
It's fine, though. We expect it.
Look, we
plan for it.
We like to, once a week, come together and not put aside our differences.
No, we bring the differences to the forefront, to the middle of everything.
And then we ask you on 52232955 to be our judge and have the final say.
Let's get into it.
Tim and Jess. You are about to enter the K-Rock courtroom of Tim and Jess. The cases are real. The stories aren't always important. The rulings are final. This is your courtroom. You be the judge.
Court is in session. Jess, you and my wife have two things in common. Putting up with me and your fear of moths. They're the only two crossovers for whatever reason.
Yep.
And something took place in my bedroom the other night. My wife had a very stressful day and she was kind of trying to relax. She was trying to wind down. Her worst nightmare flooded into the room.
Oh, God.
It was a moth.
There's nothing worse than when you're already relaxed and you're comfortable and then, you know, your enemy appears.
It is hard being, I'll say this outright, it is hard being the partner of someone who has a fear of moths.
Yeah.
Because it is hard to get on board and be like, I understand your fear. Because I don't.
I was trying to get clothes out of the laundry the other day and I had yelled at my husband and said, you're going to have to swap with me because a moth started attacking me as I was taking.
Attacking.
Well, I mean, he was floating near me.
Yep. Moths.
I took it as an attack.
Moths are the animal form of cinnamon.
Yeah.
Like that's the consistency of a moth. Like if you touch it, it is powder. So moth flies into the bedroom. My wife's credit, if she didn't jump out of bed, scream and run away, it would have landed on her head. Yeah. Exactly where the moth came and landed.
Yuck.
And this has happened many times. Again, if you're the partner of someone who does have a fear of silly things, aka moths, I just went over probably the slowest speed a human could to reach over and pick up this moth in my hand.
They're so flappy. They don't know where they are. They're just...
So I grabbed it. Thank you. I was a bit confused. So I grabbed it in my hand and I went to put it in the toilet.
Yeah.
My wife's like, whoa, 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 what are you doing? I was like, well, you wanted me to get rid of the moth. She's like, I'm not an animal. Don't kill it. Put it outside.
No, that's where you and your wife and me differ. No, thank you.
Oh, there's some other areas, I'd say. But I was actually delighted because I was like, great. I'll go outside. We'll put it out the front door.
He's just going to come back in again, isn't he?
It's a moth. It doesn't know that. Or again, it's cinnamon. It's cinnamon with wings, Jess.
This is where we started to argue and I said, save it, Tim.
Mm-hmm.
We don't argue during the week.
Uh-uh.
We only argue today.
Mm-hmm.
And on 52232955, we're asking the question, do you catch and release or do you spray and smack? Because I'm a spray and smacker girl.
Specifically with bugs.
Bugs.
We have...
Spiders, moths, cockroaches.
A motto, if you don't have a spine, doesn't matter if we kill you. Sorry, jellyfish and insects.
Good Lord.
That includes you. Because, yeah, it is weird that people are just like, yeah, kill that spider, kill that. But then there's a line where it's like, well, hang on. You killed a mouse?
Right.
Why'd you kill a mouse?
Oh, I haven't had to face a mouse yet. I don't know what I'd do in that situation.
Look, give us a call. Is it catch and release or kill? Ellen from Corio, Your Honour, good afternoon. How is this making you feel?
Sick.
Very sick. Ellen, are you a fan of moths?
No.
I just don't get the moth thing. Like, they're so
Ellen,
harmless.
How do you feel about butterflies? Because I also put butterfly in the moth camp.
Yeah, no. No, they've both got that swirly little tongue that's
there. Swirly little tongue? What are you talking about, Ellen?
They do have tongues.
Yuck!
They have these swirly little tongues and they just...
So, I have a feeling I know where
you're
going to go.
Oh, my God! I just looked up moth tongue. Ellen.
Yeah, it's like... Yeah,
that's going to haunt my dreams.
It coils back up. So, Ellen, if you were to find a moth, a spider, a butterfly, a creepy crawly in your house... Would you be catching and releasing, or would you be doing, well, just saying, a spray and smack?
I would be delegating for somebody else to do whatever they need to. Squash it. Just kill it. Yeah. Get it out.
Yeah. Right.
That is quite violent.
Ellen, you put it outside. It's just going to keep coming back.
My husband puts them outside. I don't like that.
No, me either.
All right, well.
Nope.
Just
kill it, squash it, gone.
Yeah, a couple of brave women having a chat on radio. You don't hear this every day. Ellen, Your Honour, we appreciate you being our judge. That's brutal. It's pretty heavy, Jess. I never thought we'd have a court ruling where, you know, now you've got to start killing bugs after the end of it.
33 years I went without figuring out that moths had tongues like that. 33 years. They were a good 33 years.
There's a lot in the 33 years you've missed, and that is just one of the many of them. Tim and Jess,
the podcast. Tim, I've asked Will from the newsroom to come in and join us for this because I have a question to ask fellas, and I believe both of you are both fellas.
Yes. One of us is definitely a more manly man.
I'll let you decide who. yesterday, my lovely husband, Akshay, went and got his haircut at Will's barber.
Oh, he did?
Yes. On Will's recommendation, he went to the barber and he was there for about an hour. He said during that time, three blokes walked in and every single one of them, not knowing each other, all walked in separately, all asked for the same haircut and showed the same photo.
Oh, the same photo to the barber.
Apparently, they all asked for the Nick Dacos haircut.
Oh. I mean, all I've known, has he just shaved his head at the moment? Is it a buzz cut?
I think at the moment he has. But
Collingwood player. If you're not familiar with Nick Dacos, he's a
Well, this is what I wanted to bring, because I know that you guys are big football players. So you football players. Football watchers.
Don't correct yourself.
So I wanted to see, is this a big trend for men's haircuts at the moment? Like, I know that
as much as we are men, are we trendy men?
You might have missed the mark. A few years ago, like the Dusty Martin haircut like went rampant. Is the new one the Nick Dacos? Because three separate blokes within an hour walk into a barbershop and ask for the exact same haircut.
Potentially. It's actually quite similar to the Dusty Cut, if you can picture that.
Right,
a sort of mohawk-y type, because it's got like the fade on the side and then the sort of V at the back.
Oh, well, this is what my husband was saying, because he's like, I nearly asked him for the Dacos haircut because I thought all these guys are getting this V at the back and wasn't.
There's a big chance that if three white men are doing it, then there's a chance that it might be trending.
It's a new trend.
I'm in the middle of my contracted no haircut period.
Until February.
Then
not
it'll
in the
be,
middle, you're getting close.
It'll be 12 months without getting a haircut.
Goodness me.
I'm getting far too many compliments to ever consider.
It's so true.
You've
finally gotten past the awkward phase and I feel like it's finally like settling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
you might have to keep the long hair.
We spoke about it. You called me Carol Brady last week and that did set me back a few paces.
I had to take you down off your pedestal.
I'd rather be called Nick Dacos.
That's
to be fair.
Yeah. Would you, Nan, you're probably the more trendy of the two of us with your cool
probably,
clothes and your cool haircuts.
Yeah.
Would you get a Dacos cut?
Well, the thing is with Nick Dacos's haircut is I actually don't think it's too dissimilar to like the stock standard fade.
Yep.
It's just got a bit more at the back.
Bit of a flare.
So I think it's a bit audacious of Nick Dacos.
Oh, here we go. Because he doesn't like Collingwood.
Okay,
this is the actual.
No. But I don't think it's like the Dusty Cut. If you use that example, was a bit more individual,
right?
Whereas Nick's sort of
he's just a hot guy who plays football.
Yeah,
sure.
Careful, he is like 19, Jess. So just calm down for calling him a hot guy. I definitely think that Will's probably more rocking a Marcus Bontempelli style because that's his full-blown childhood hero.
Fair enough.
But he's grown out his hair as well.
Oh, I thought he had like the standard kind of like army cut.
He did,
at the
but it's been a while for him.
Okay.
He's sort of doing a Tim, actually.
Yeah. Lucky him. I can't wait for...
Tim's going for the John Platten.
I was going to... I hope it when we head up the highway to Footscray and we hear Marcus Bontempelli going, yeah, I'm going to do I'm not doing the Dacos, I'm doing the Tim.
The Tim.
I'm doing the Tim cut. So it's getting around. Maybe we could see some Geelong players with the Tim cut. Couple of Lord Farquhar's running around GMHBA next year. That'll be pretty exciting.
I might work on my Bailey Smith, getting the spirit.
Yeah, that could be big in Geelong next year.
Right.
I mean, it's already pretty big now. Like, it's just a long,
I'd love to see you
moment.
Guys both bleach your hair blonde.
Yeah.
That'd be lovely.
Well, let's do it.
I mean,
Can we make this happen?
No, I'd rather not ruin my hair for
a
while.
Fair
but
enough.
That's okay. Good asking, though, Jeff. I'd love that you're asking questions. Will, thank you very much for coming in.
All thanks, guys. You're the best.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.